This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I wanted to give you guys a heads up just to make sure that we're, in all fairness, giving a well-rounded news feed to the American people as to what's going on. Judicial Watch, who is a credible resource, is reporting today, why is it that Donald Trump's Justice Department appointees are protecting the IRS? The question that no one is asking is, why is the Justice Department, which is now supposedly under the control and authority of the new administration, hasn't reversed its obstinate, inflexible, and stubborn defense of the IRS concerning its attacks and how it has targeted, in fact, conservative nonprofit organizations? Why is that, America? You know, I posted this morning, just for the record, some of the live feeds that we get are just incredible. And this is all coming again from today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, in fact. And it's got a picture of, you know, all these celebrities, as you might want to call them, from Madonna to politicians to Michael Moore to other actresses and musicians. And I've shared with you 150,000 times over, friends, these are the people that are being used as the useful idiots, as the state-controlled media in Hollywood attempt to give them some sort of accolade or merit, as if to suggest that when they say something, it must be so. And I've shared with you, encountering that, friends, that Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." And that applies to all of the above said. Politicians, which are nothing more than useful idiots, to musicians, which are useful idiots, to the list goes on, folks. Those that have brought forth and produced documentaries. And they're all the ones creating the domestic insurrection in line with the state narrative today, which are all, in fact, communists. But, friends, it says, it has a little, it's a meme, and it's a picture of all of these in a cartoon figure or characteristics, and folks are caricatures, might I add. And then it's got a picture of a fuse coming from their mouth to a bomb with a picture, a comic version of ISIS, and it says, "Far Left Terror." Now, I'm just kind of curious to know, was there like some sort of right, far-right terror? Because when you're right, and you do the right thing, it makes you that you are right. And what I put on this meme, friends, is, America, what is the left? Because I can't find it in the Constitution, nor can I find a two-party system. Why is America in trouble? Again, because it goes back to my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And of course, when I post these questions to the people, I never from the conservatives get a response. Because they're bewildered with the very questions that I'm laying to their candor. There is no left. There is no two-party system in this country. America, why are you caught up into the game that is being used to divide and conquer the American people? And then there was another post this morning, and it has a picture of the modern-day terrorist. Your kids, with masks on, dressed up like ISIS America in the United States of America. And it says modern-day terrorists. I mean, folks, just forget about the fact that even recently, there was a Craig's ad list where they were recruiting young people for $25 an hour to go out and create domestic insurrection. How many times do these people need to be popped for paying young people to go out and create this domestic insurrection so the media can run its narrative on their backs and to their own demise? That is the definition of a useful idiot. Let me remind you, America, that it's not a foreign government doing this to you. Did you hear what I said? It's not foreign media that's doing this to you. It's not foreign politicians that are doing this to you. These are people that have sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver like that of Judas to destroy your country. And these useful idiots just don't realize that they're the first ones to go once communists actually drop the boot on useful idiots like this. They're the first ones that are killed off, for those that don't know. I mean, once you figure these people out, that's all you have to do is contrary to Scripture, which is Satanism, friends, to understand what you're dealing with here today. But I want to remind you one more time that it is foreign to our government as to what's going on. But I want to say this is not a foreign government doing this to you, America. It's not a foreign government. It is these useful idiots that have sold out to special interest groups that are doing the attacking. In America, why don't you awaken to the fact that it is not foreign? And again, remember what terrorism is defined out as under the old Oxford English Dictionary: government by intimidation. Nobody has attacked the American people more than the present government, which is foreign to the United States Constitution every step of the way, and common law every step of the way. Now, going back to what I originally said, friends, why is it that Trump's Justice Department appointees are protecting the IRS? Folks, it's sleight of hand. You're asleep, America. You're okay with the fact that you think Donald Trump is on the helm. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. Nothing could be further than the truth. Various media sources have reported that the federal district judge, Judge Reggie Walton, has ordered the IRS to finally respond to various legal requests for information and documents made by the conservative Tea Party organizations that sued the agency. But the question that no one is asking is, why is that order? Why was it even necessary? And why is the Justice Department, which is now supposedly under the control and authority of the new administration, why hasn't it reversed its obstinate, inflexible, and stubborn defense of the IRS? Because there is no difference, America. Do you remember when Bill Clinton, the treasonous president of the United States, when he was asked about government and his control over government, he had replied that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. And I want to tell you, America, who that government is. It is you, one nation, under God. And when you get it on, you can deal with the corruption within and not until. And furthermore, Scripture tells us that we're to judge within, America. And it's time that we start doing that. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come back with a message of hate.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, of course. And if you would like to jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook, and or if you'd like to go to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in, please do. We are set up on Stack even now, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Yes, you heard me right. The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. It's called common law. And if you look at your state preambles, you'll see that it acknowledges God Almighty in every given state of our union, as will you see Moses and the Ten Commandments in civil buildings throughout the United States of America, even inscribed on the outside, like it is in the state of Minnesota, the Supreme Court. And or if you go to a town probably about, 25 minutes away from my house, I checked out their courtrooms too, folks. It says where the law ends, that's God's law, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins, and we can see tyranny has its foothold, and it is for the American people who are in this law to deal with that tyranny. So we have the power, friends, today to right the wrongs, because we still have the freedom to do so. And it is true, friends, we still do have the power to right the wrongs, and I praise God for it every step of the way. Folks, I was just highlighting the fact that there's a lot of people asking today, outside of the fact that, you know, why is Paul Ryan still there standing next to the President of the United States of America attacking the American people? Why is Mitch McConnell still there? I mean, drug dealing Mitch McConnell allegedly had 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's ship. Why weren't we ever made aware of the fact that Mitch McConnell was drug trafficking, friends. But he's still there in the administration. Why is Nancy Pelosi still there in government, friends? Why has Hillary Clinton been given a free hand along with her co-minion and devil himself, the foreign sodomite and plant Barack Hussein Obama, still free and at will to do what they want concerning the attacks of the American president? Why are they still there? And why is the president of the United States acting as if he's neutered when in fact his title is the commander-in-chief and he did promise America to actually deal with those criminals within, right? It's called draining the swamp, but we're not seeing the swamp drained at all. We're seeing a little bit being delivered over to the American people to appease and to pacify the American people rather than to actually lawfully deal with them. Remember that rule of law that Donnie wanted to bring back in America? Where is that rule of law? Because I'm not seeing it. And now we're seeing a credible outfit called Judicial Watch asking the question is, why are Trump's Justice Department appointees protecting the IRS? America, how many times do I need to tell you they are protecting their own? Because if one gets popped, you know as well as I do, they all get popped. And they can't have that. They just can't have that, America. The Inspector General report found that officials were delaying the processing of applications and requesting voluminous, unnecessary, and irrelevant information, intrusive, might I add, due to the perceived opposition of the nonprofits to the lawless policies, not law, being promulgated by President Barack Hussein Obama and their association with the Tea Party movement. We all know that president, he was entertaining the American enemy within and attacking the American patriot within. Don't forget about that. I mean, everybody knew that. But again, the IRS targeting also included, according to the internal memo, any organization involved in limiting, expanding government, and educating on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, also keep in mind, next month when school begins, the federal government will be illegally indoctrinating your kids once again through something called International Baccalaureate, which is teaching them an educational global scheme, which was contrived in 1968. So if you're wondering why you keep reaping the same harvest, friends, because you're allowing the federal government to illegally indoctrinate your kids. So when you're seeing the limiting and the expanding of government concerning the groups that the Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration was attacking, keep in mind that is the face of your enemy within. But also keep in mind the American parents, Christians and or patriots, 86% of them are the ones responsible for dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. And remember what Abraham Lincoln said, love him or hate him. He said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So don't act as if it's a surprise when you see kids act out today, small though they are. But the point is, folks, it's what they mean to raise up to overthrow the older generations, the constitutional republic in which we have, which, by the way, I believe will never be destroyed. I don't believe that this constitutional republic will ever be destroyed. No matter how high the hand of the enemy gets, I still don't believe at the end of the day, let me take it this way, that the gates of hell shall prevail against the church because we are a Christian nation. Like it or lump it, friends, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? You will not remove the constitutional republic in which God has ordained and established. And we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, America. Let's not let it get under. Amen. It's been said too, I believe it was Ronald Reagan that said that when we leave off God, no longer are we going to be one nation under God. When that goes, we're going to be one nation gone under. And that's exactly right. So let's get this right. Let me continue on here, folks, because dozens of organizations, including Linchpins of Liberty and Tea Party groups as GOP geographically dispersed as the Honolulu Tea Party and the Myrtle Beach Tea Party filed a federal lawsuit, in May 2013 in the District of Columbia. And ever since then, the tax division of the Justice Department, which is currently headed by the acting assistant attorney general, David H. Hubbard, has put up a mulish fight defending the IRS, including doing everything it can to prevent the IRS from having to provide any of the information and documentation that the plaintiffs are seeking about the targeting. Now, folks, does that sound like American government to you? Or does that sound like tyranny in action, folks, attempting to defend themselves against the law-abiding citizen in this country? And this is what it's come to. It didn't need to come to this, but justice left off, friends, only encourages again and adds strength to tyranny. On August 15th, Walton held a hearing on the discovery battle that the Justice Department has been waging. Waging against who, America? Law-abiding citizens. And at the hearing, according to the Washington Times and Fox News, Walton told the Justice Department that it was time for the IRS to finally fully disclose what happened internally at the agency, to lay it on the line and put it out there. But the Justice Department's lawyer, Laura Connor, told Walton that the IRS should not be forced to respond to far-reaching inquiries. Oh, really? Has anybody been under audit by the IRS? Has anybody felt to their inquiry, friends? Has anybody fell to their intrusiveness into their unlawfulness, friends, in so many different ways? Because I have. I have, friends. And how many other organizations, namely 501c3s, back in 2008? By the way, George W. Bush was still the incumbent president during that particular time, unless you have forgotten. It started before Barack Hussein Obama came in to the People's White House. Lest you have fallen to the illusion that for some reason or another, George W. Bush was a Christian because he professed to be so, therefore must be so. Nothing could be, again, further from the truth. The Justice Department's lawyer, Laura Connor, told Walton that the IRS should not be forced to respond to far-reaching inquiries. Are you kidding me, America? But Walton asked, why hide the ball? If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. The problem is, America, there is something there. See, they have lost all consciousness of who they are under God. They've been allowed to do what they want, when they want, and how they want. And the fact of the matter is they've taken on the demigod attitude because the American people have fell to the fact that it's not their duty to actually uphold the Constitution, because if it was, they wouldn't be there in the first place, because it's unconstitutional. Man, I thought it was my understanding that it was their job with their hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution, not to protect criminals. I thought it was their job, America, to restrain men from sin, not to teach others how to commit the act of sin, which is lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. Hey, folks, remember what John Locke said in the building in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where the law ends, tyranny begins. It's up to you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm fired up, man. I'm tired. I am tired. As to what's going on in this country, and I am tired of people just going to sleep, as the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, that the enemy sowed tares while men slept, and the American people didn't know the difference as to how this is played off. And here we have it. Now the country's trying to figure out why the IRS is protecting themselves against patriots that Donald Trump declares to be and declares to make himself one of us, America, yet he's doing absolutely nothing. And that's the politician right there. They say and they do not. They say and they do not. And remember what Albert Pike said, the Mason, 33rd degree, said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And it's exactly what happened. If that's your version of a hero, then you know what? That's your deal, not mine. Because it ain't mine. Mine is the line of the tribe of Judah, the captain of my salvation. His name is the Christ. Amen. Now, I want to get back over to the message of hate that, folks, there's so many different parts to this message that I give across the country. And by the way, we are so inundated right now with work. We need 3 to 4 more hours a day just to make the day work out the way that it's supposed to. If you'd like to have us come out at any given time, we're looking at probably maybe in October, maybe a fit, maybe in November, maybe a fit. We know that we've got much coming up in October and in November and in September is to where we're at now. But if you'd like us to be a part of what's going on and give the message that I'm giving forth right now, folks, we have been in I don't know how many states giving this message. I know we've done 360 public high schools. Two of them were Christian schools, colleges. I don't know how many. Television, it was aired on television for 42 weeks. We aired it in Minneapolis in our backyard. The whole duration of My War, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Even more greater specificity concerning the topics and what's involved in each topic. We expound more and give a greater exposition concerning each topic that we do hit. It's called Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the store. And the series is called My War. Do order it, friends. Watch it. Have your kids watch it. Have your parents watch it. Have your local politician or your representatives watch it. Have your sheriffs watch it. Folks, it's great information. And really what it is showing you who you are and where you came from. And, of course, giving that message in public schools is a message of hate, according to the likes of communist organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and the list goes on concerning the groups, America, that you've tolerated to root themselves within our country. But my hope is this, and I just want to go there really quick because it just came to me even now, is, you know, in Scripture, it tells us that the Lord allowed these groups to be there, namely corrupt kings back in the days of the children of Israel, and they were allowed there because God wanted to prove his children whether they would keep his commandments or no. And interestingly enough, I believe it's, Judges 3, forgive me, Judges 3, and it talks about how God allowed them to be tried. And then it says in the book of Judges chapter 3, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel. So God was proving his children whether they would keep his commandments or no, Scripture tells us. Just think about that. Verse 4, Judges 3, verse 4. And they were to prove Israel by them, God was, to know whether they would listen carefully unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And then it says in verse 5, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. In America, that's what we're in today. God is raising up a brood of children that will hearken unto his commandments because he desires to prove his church. And we're going to be tried by fire. And I've been tried by fire 1.5 million times, literally. You know, it's been said that if you bring, those that bring the light are going to be tested by the fire. And there is no question about it. You're going to practice what you preach. So you better make sure that you're tried in the fire so you understand who's trying you in that fire. It's kind of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they wouldn't bow before Nebuchadnezzar. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And remember, the king looked inside of the fire that he heated up 7 times more because he so hated Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they didn't bow to his tyranny. And even the people that were heating the fire up, they died by the fire. But all of a sudden, the king stopped, and because they didn't bow, they didn't bend the knee, they didn't bow, therefore they didn't burn. And the king looked inside of the fire that was heated up 7 times more, and he said, I see one like the fourth man inside the fire with those that refused to bow. And because that, the God of Israel was glorified, that no flesh should glory. But look at the children of God have to go through to get to that point oftentimes. And that is the gift of prophecy, the testimony of Jesus Christ. So know, America, those that are standing, I want to encourage you right now. Those that are standing, you remain standing. You don't bend the knee. You don't bow. You stand upon the rock of ages and you move not, my friend. You prove the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You prove his faithfulness. As a matter of fact, he said that he looks to and fro upon those in the earth whose hearts are perfect towards him, a work of the Holy Ghost, of regeneration and renewing, that he would show himself strong on their behalf. Don't you dare bow. Because when you don't bow, you don't burn. Amen? Let me get back to my message of hate, if I might, according to the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center. Hey, folks, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, I'm understanding, right? Well, it's time to realize that we've been in this revolution for a long time. We just need to act the right way now and respond to it lawfully. Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Alexander Hamilton said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it. The Constitution, a system without the finger of God, can never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how people just kind of strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, but I'll tell you what, they really do. Because when you look at the end of the Constitution, it's pretty clear to see what the situation is. And when you go there, you'll see that it talks about the Lord, like it does several times over in the Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, it makes four references to the living God. I'm laughing, friends, because people are just really naive. I mean, some of these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why they wouldn't see it. It's because they don't want to see it. And again, I just want to tell you, I'm not here to try to negotiate or compel men to see what they don't want to see. I'm just telling you that it's going to be there at that final day, and it's going to stand as a witness against us for what we have left off in the obvious. And when I look at the Constitution and the end of it, done in convention by the unanimous consent of the states, present the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names. Okay, so giving quotes from our forefathers, like that of even Alexander Hamilton. Here's another one. The sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of divinity itself, and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. You know, I hear that there's a guy out there teaching people, and he calls himself a Christian. And he's out there teaching that our forefathers were this, that, and the other thing. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, by their fruits you shall judge them. And we're coming up on fall time now here in the state of Minnesota, and of course in the United States of America. I'm trying to make a point as to what I see here in the backyard. And when you live rural, you see farmers out. And in the springtime, what they do is they plow and then they plant seeds. I show this to my kids every year. And I'll say, what are they doing? They'll say, well, they're plowing. They're breaking up their unrighteousness, right? And they're sowing the seed. Who sows the seed, Mark 4? The Christ does. And then in about 4 to 5 to 6 months, we see the harvest of the seed that was sown. Nobody can deny this. And I asked them in the fall time, so what do you see? Well, Dad, we see the seed that they planted in the springtime. Exactly. 240 years later, we see the seed that our forefathers planted, and that now we have the longest standing Constitution. We see the Lord's name in the Constitution. We see the Bill of Rights through our forefathers and the present day presidents acknowledging who we are as a Christian nation. We see everything, folks, as to who they were by what we are today concerning their posterity and to who it was that they sought that they would establish the harvest in which they have today. Though there be far and few between that are the real deal, I want to tell you something, friends. This is a Christian nation. I don't care if you can find less than 1% of the real deal. It is so because that is the seed that they planted, the Christ did through our forefathers, and we're here to see the harvest today, right? Nobody can deny that. Matter of fact, William Blackstone, commentaries on the laws of English, he was one of our establishers through English common law, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Wow, how come we don't talk about that? Well, we are here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just highlighting the fact that there's a professed Christian out there that's trying to convince the church that, well, that we're not a Christian nation. I mean, maybe he's, I don't know, maybe he forgot about the Mayflower Compact. I don't know. Maybe forgot to read our history books before the 50s. I don't know. Maybe he's blind. That he doesn't see everywhere we look the Christian crosses and the such. And Moses on the Supreme Court and those that serve we the people putting their hand in the Bible and swearing to uphold, so help me God, the Constitution. Huh. Maybe he forgot about the state preambles or what's on his money, or, I don't know. But, boy, I mean, a professed Christian denying Christ. That's pretty crazy. Freest country in the world, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And, why, I'm trying to figure that one out, I guess. And I'm playing stupid, of course, America, like this individual. But I think when professed Christians want to validate what this guy cannot prove. It's because they don't want it to be, because if it was, then they'd have to actually stand up and do something about the problem. And they no more love Christ. They love mammon, and they love the enemy of their souls more than they do the one that actually died on the cross for them. And we can take that to the natural by looking at the Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen, right? But I was just highlighting, friends, that William Blackstone, Commentators on the Laws of England, as a matter of fact, I got his English Common Law right behind me right now. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And of course, I'm giving you the message of hate according to the mind of the communists. Charles D. Montesquieu was another one, along with John Locke, who said liberty is to do the right thing. He said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law? I just gave it to you. Matter of fact, I shared with you as well, America, giving you the message of hate, that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. I guess the communists don't want you to know that. And in sharing the history of other countries, like, for example, France, since the revolution, they've had over 10 years after American Revolution, that they're into their 15th constitution. But America, somehow or another, you're into your first. In Brazil, they're into their 7th constitution. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan is in their 5th constitution since 1918. And another one coming, because we can see the president's fixing to send your boys to go fight another unconstitutional war that was only supposed to last for 6 months or under. Remember that, America? Wow, America. You're a glutton for punishment, America. You really are. Russia is in their 4th constitution since 1918. And you know, America, Russia and China are very they're very healthy countries. I know you've been told the opposite. But that's another way of not only using a Donald Trump to put you to sleep, who, by the way, is a globalist, but also China and Russia, you know, you think that Russia fell. It's all over. No. They're all busy doing the same thing. And by the way, if you'd like to do a little homework, you can see that Russia's calling for a new world order. China's calling for a new world order. George Bush was calling for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 90s. And American, you're still trying to figure out what's going on? George Soros is for a new world order. You see, I'm giving you all the names of the bad guys, and you know who they are. Right? The Pope's even calling for a new world order. All you Catholics, man, I mean, you need to get to the Word. You need to read what the Word of God says. Because what I see is the Pope is trying to make void the Word of God by teaching you to keep the commandments of men. And since the beginning and inception of that church, which means universal, it's been the same thing down the line of history over and over and over concerning the new popes. I mean, this guy that's there today is saying some of the most outlandish, heretical things ever uttered from anyone's mouth. I mean, he is attacking everything on this side of heaven concerning what heaven declared through the Word. Sources from our founding era, 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. Oh, and by the way, the modern day politician will not deny what I'm telling you. He only does that in his actions. 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is found most quoted by our founders. Of course, 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. This is what the communists don't want you to know. And I'm not asking the communists if it's okay for me to give this message to you. But no, what they've done is they've decided to demonize me and call me a hater because I'm telling you who you are. I would not want to be in their shoes, America. I really wouldn't. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be a natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, all from the Bible, the Torah, friends, Deuteronomy 17:6. The three branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable, IRS publication 557. And also Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. This is the history that Southern Poverty Center, Poverty Law Center, if they want to call them themselves, you know it's not law, America. It's lawlessness. It's communism. They want you to believe that your history, and this apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You do know that King George III named our forefathers terrorists. I just wanted to share that with you in case you didn't know. Now, I've gone through much, folks, and I'm going to hold over till tomorrow before we hit off on another topic. Because we got another section of this message that the communists within call hate. And again, I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Just for the record, I'm not going down that road. And that is, for the record, if I have to say it weekly, that's totally fine. But that's just how it goes. You know, I'm thinking right now of none other than, here we are. Daniel Webster, brother of Noah Webster. Oh yeah, hey folks, forget about Noah Webster too, right? Oh, I sometimes I feel like Elijah on the Mount laughing at the false prophets, America. And I've been given the authority to do so because he said so. Read Jeremiah 1 when you get a moment. But Daniel Webster, his brother Noah Webster, is the one that made out the Webster's Dictionary, 1828. And by the way, I have a copy of that right behind me, too. And when you open it, it's interesting, friends. When you open it, it's a picture of Noah, and it says, taught millions to read and not one to sin. Violate God's law. And by the way, when you look at our forefathers, they said that the purpose of government was to restrain men from breaking God's moral law. That's why ecclesiastical law and canon law was in place in your country. And this has been under attack for a long time. I got to interject this too. I also have books in my office, in right outside of my studio here, all the way up until 1951, you had to graduate Bible courses in public schools before you could graduate. I'm sorry. Does that offend the ACLU, who came about 1930s under Roger Baldwin, who said that the end of the ACLU is communism? America, there's your enemy. Hey, America, SPLC, they want to destroy groups, completely destroy groups that stand against their communism. And I want to lay this to your responsibility at the end of the show, and here's the end of the show. Daniel Webster, brother of Noah Webster, said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands." He said, "Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again." Oh, by the way, that's the biblical account. Interesting that he would go there, right? "Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world." And folks, when the laws, the enumerated laws found within the Constitution of the United States of America are overlooked, those laws end, anarchy and tyranny begins. We have been warned for over 240 years what would happen to a people if we ever forsook and departed wickedly from a living God. And here we are.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.